Good evening, and welcome to The Lady, a tribute to Sandy Denny. In the 30 years since Sandy died, she's really emerged as one of the great British singer-songwriters. And to that end, we've put together this evening's programme centred around her own compositions. Also included are a few traditional numbers to sort of highlight her role in the folk tradition and revival in the 60s and 70s. And we've compiled a lineup of former colleagues and you know, people that knew and worked with Sandy, and also young admirers who are going to really deliver a knockout show for you tonight. And also co-hosting with me, my name's Andrew Batt, co-hosting is Robin Denslow, the music critic from The Guardian.
Hi, good evening. Now, like I know many of you here and several of the musicians backstage, I was lucky and honoured enough to know Sandy very well back in the 60s and 70s. I'm sure everyone will have their own particular memories of her. I think of her as someone who was quite immensely fun. She was one of the jolliest, most humorous, most bouncy, sort of one of the chap sort of people to be with, but also one of the most complex ladies I've ever met, I think. We'd be around to her house and drink cups of tea, or she'd be surrounded by a large Australian, Trevor Lucas, a large dog and three cats, and talk about anything until, talking about her music, she suddenly became a very different personality, the personality that you find on her records and on her stage performances. She gave her first major London solo concert in 1971 on this stage after leaving Fairport and then Fotheringay. And I remember talking to her just before that show and asking about her very mysterious, strange, bleak songs. And she said, there are probably only 10 people in the world who understand them. Actually, he wasn't one of them. And they're very personal, they're biographical, but what I'm not going to do ever is put my heart on my sleeve and explain what my life's like to everyone like Joni Mitchell does. I think it's that mystery that's led to the enduring quality of these extraordinary songs. And tonight the backing band for the array of new folk, old folk and non-folk singers we've got is Joe Donahue, who of course played with Sandy in many different groups and incarnations, and various people who look as if they're amazingly like Bellowhead, but Spears and Bowden aren't here, so I'm not allowed to call them Bellowhead. But anyway, welcome to the band, please.
Also joining us on stage are the Southbank Centre Voice Lab Pulse Vocal Ensemble, which you will see grouped over there. And to kick off the show, we have a really extraordinary singer and songwriter. Occasionally, you just come across somebody that knocks your socks off, and this lady did it. So please welcome the fantastic Mary Epworth.
Thank you.
Sandy, of course, was not just a singer-songwriter. She just wasn't just a singer of traditional songs. She was involved in bits of everything. She was involved in early rock and roll projects. She recorded with Led Zeppelin. She was involved with The Who at one stage. She did bits of everything. And it was one of the great things, I think, about the early 70s folk revival was that there were no real borders. Everything was mixed between folk and rock and blues and bits of jazz. And that's true also, I think, of the best of the current enormously successful folk revival. And the next artist is someone who's mixed traditional folk songs with backing on laptops, electronica, electric guitars, and then calmed down a bit for what I think is probably one of the finest albums of the year, and I suspect is going to get lots of plaudits in the end of the year reviews. Please welcome Jim Murray.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's a real privilege to be here, kind of amongst all of these people, amongst all of you people. So, yeah, thanks for having me. This is a, I guess it's a murder ballad, my favourite.
My life, you have too long been sold.
very much. Well, thank you, Jen. And now, proving that some things do run in the family, we have Jerry's really talented daughter, Christina, to come and sing a few songs for us. She's actually going to sing songs from Fotheringay that, of course, Jerry was a member of. And she's really built up a bit of a following, singing at Cropperty with Fairport Convention. And in fact, this year, she actually duetted with Robert Plant on The Battle of Evermore, which, of course, was the Led Zeppelin song that Sandy duetted on. Now, she's also the kind of girl that can get you out of a really tight spot. So please give a warm hand for Christina Donoghue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, one of the backing band, who in fact ought to be known as a soloist as well. He's another eclectic, modern folk singer who's done a bit of everything. He's played guitar with Martin Simpson, he's worked with Nitin Sawhney, and he's now got the intriguing or mysterious title as the Emerging Artist in Residence here at South Bank. Please welcome Sam Carter.
Good evening. How's it going? My guitar has now emerged, at least, and the rest of me hasn't quite yet. This song is Andrew, who put this together, has been choosing songs that he feels suits the personalities of the people singing to them, and this one is sort of doom-laden and existential, so I don't quite know how to take that, but this is a beautiful song, I think, and it's called Bushes and Briars.
Sam there, a really, really beautiful version of that song. I think Sandy was having a pun with Vaughan Williams on the title. But next up, we have two really extraordinary people. The first, Mark Armand, who, well, hardly needs any introduction, but has really experimented with the song catalogue far beyond anything in the pop sphere, covering material by Brel, Brecton Vile, Richard Thompson, amongst many, many others. Sandy Denny's one of his favourite artists, and in fact, the reason why I asked him to perform here tonight is that some years ago he did a beautiful, beautiful version of one of her songs. So we're going to reprise it here. And joining him is American singer-songwriter Baby G, a really extraordinary talent, harpist, pianist, singer-songwriter. So please put a big hand together for both of them. Thank you.
Way back in the 1970s, beginning of the 1970s, a friend or a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend left a pile of vinyl records around my house one evening, and they sort of stayed there for a while, and he forgot all about them, and I kind of investigated them, and there were records I hadn't really kind of heard of before. One of them was Fairport album, Leash and Leaf. The other one was some first Fotheringay album. And it kind of not only introduced me to a wonderful new genre of music that I didn't really know very much about, but it also introduced me to the wonderful voice of Sandy Denny, the lady, of course. And I've loved Sandy's voice, and I've listened to her a lot. And when I want to kind of bring up certain emotions, I listen to her. And I think she really is my very favorite female singer. And sort of, as the years went by, of course, my own musical direction went off in all kinds of different other directions. But now, 30 years later, 30, 40 years later, whatever it is, things always come full circle, I believe. And so here I am on stage singing some of the songs, very dauntingly, I must say, some of the songs of Sandy, because whenever you sort of the songs, you always hear Sandy's voice in your head. But anyway, I never did give those records back, and I'm not really sorry.
They stood upon the deck as the ship went out to sea. The wind, it took the sails and left the land a memory. All upon the shore, for to wonder why the sailor goes, or to close their eyes and wonder what the sailor. That is where they think you are. Never on the land, but sailing by the North Star. To the tower and the ravens, and the tale that hopes they'll never leave. What if they should go? We always dread to think of them. I wonder if they flew one day. No one ever knew they'd gone to circle over ships at sea, claiming yet
I'm a little bit tall at the moment, I'm a little short, but...
Birds make We feel the drops of rain, mist of evening, rise again. We rarely stroll the shadowed lanes as autumn nights draw in. We sit in the sun, warm draining from the land,
is going to continue the classical interlude for us, and I must say a big thank you because she actually moved her concert date till tomorrow to be here tonight, so thank you. Thank you.
so clear through the cold. Then silence fell, and the sun did rise on the beautiful morning of silver and gold. On the beautiful morning.
Who needs a meaning anyway? the troubled man who sat so stiffly in his chair began to yawn. Having kept me here so long, my friend, I hope you have a sleeping place to land.
See you after break. Anyway, back to tonight's programme, and in putting it together, I wanted to pick a lot of young artists that I really liked and who I thought really represent modern folk music. And one lady with one of the most beautiful voices singing today is Lisa Knapp. And I first heard her on this very stage earlier this year at Shirley Commons' Close of Play, and instantly had to rush out and buy her album. So anyway, please welcome Lisa Knapp.
you, as we all know, the man playing fiddle accompanying her, who played a really crucial role in Sandy Denny's career. Sandy was, as we know, a huge fan of English traditional music. She transformed the Fairports when she joined them from being a kind of West Coasty band who were doing a lot of Dylan covers and a few Richard Thompson songs, her song as well, the sort of Jefferson Airplane image about them, into something that became distinctively English. But they didn't really make their key, crucial English folk rock album, Reach and Leave, until they were joined by Mrs. Swarbrick, who'd already played with Ian Cowboy. Of course, he'd also played with Martin Carthy. Now joined by Kevin Dempsey from Whippersnapper, Swarm.
Thank you. song called, in fact, this is the last song Sandy wrote. So the last song she wrote called The One Way Donkey Ride. Here we go.
In a few moments, Lisa Knapp will once again take the stage and sing one of the most haunting songs from the aforementioned Liege and Leith.
Sandy's music, this was one that really stood out for me actually, so it's wonderful to be able to see.
soul singer. She started off playing with Tina Turner. She moved to Britain, where she became a solo star. And, you know, very, very lengthy, varied career. She's worked with members of Steel Eyes Span and Nick Drake. So she's really an honorary English folkie as well. Please welcome P.P. Arnold.
Good evening. This tribute to Sandy is long overdue.
And the truth is
Now we have another young folk singer, male folk singer, the fabulous Johnny Flynn, who's also a great songwriter, had a fantastic debut album, which I do recommend. He's going to come and do a couple of numbers for him now, which I think really suit his folk blues country style. Johnny Flynn.
to himself. The spine is on hand, his money was his self, all from the dust by his very own hand. Yet his beauty lingers still beyond the draining of the sand. The other side of the hill, which was the other man's land. But we loved him, loved him just like brothers would. Yes, we loved him, loved him like no others could.
Never will they know.
Song where Christina Donoghue is once more going to take to the stage for No More Sad Refrains.
Thank you.
To thank so many people. So let's begin with the band. The talent and energy of everybody involved has really made this an evening I will never forget. And we were lucky enough to secure the talents of members of Bellowhead. And of course, I'd really like to thank now Pete Flood and Andy Mellon for the beautiful arrangements that they've done this evening. Also, many other musicians have been on the stage tonight, so we must say thank you to Paul Sartin for violin and oboe. And right next to him, Sam Sweeney, violin viola. Then Johnny Bridgeford on acoustic bass. Sam Carter, acoustic guitar. And Benji Kirkpatrick, bouzouki, mandolin, acoustic guitar, etc. And of course, Jerry Donoghue. Jim. And of course, Voice Lab for contributing so much to this event, I think. Particularly as we sprung one of them as a last minute surprise just today, so thanks for that. And of course, I'd really like to thank all of the soloists that took part that you've heard sing this evening. Obviously, without them, it couldn't have happened. And last but not least, all of the staff at the South Bank, the lovely Jane Bees, for the opportunity. Thank you, my love. And Danny Colgan, who's generally been very helpful and helped produce this event as well. Thank you, Danny. And then finally, Robin Denslow, who co-hosted the event with me. And a friend of mine, Phil Smee, that did the lovely backdrop. Thank you. So we're now going to end with the inevitable song, of course, an ensemble version of Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Thank you. before we do that, sorry, I must also thank, on a personal level, Philip Ward, Jamie Taylor, and Bambi Ballard for all their unfailing assistance in helping me make this event the event that I wanted. A really big heartfelt thanks to all of those people. Thank you.